The story of the Owens Valley Water War is a warning to the farmers of the Central Valley. Unscrupulous developers want your water, and they'll go a long ways to get it. Here's the story. The Owens River drains the eastern slope of the Sierra Nevada from Owens Lake to Bishop. In the late 1800s, Los Angeles Mayor Fred Eaton and his lead engineer, William Mulholland, realized that Owens Valley water could be sent to Los Angeles. They quietly began buying water rights and land in the valley and the mountains around it. They bought enough land to take over an irrigation district and raised the rates so much that the other members of the district could not afford to farm. Through political maneuvering at the highest levels, they also stopped a federal government plan to build another irrigation system for the valley. The mayor formed the Bureau of Los Angeles Aqueduct, which later became the L.A. Department of Water and Power. Mulholland designed and built the aqueduct, and water began flowing to L.A. in 1913. The city also started to drain Owens Lake, and later Mono Lake. By the 1920s, Owens Lake became a dust bowl. On windy days, the lake became the source of the worst air pollution in America. The local farm communities woke up to the fact that L.A. was taking their water and began to fight, even trying to blow up the canal. But Los Angeles obtained water rights for more and more land, and in 1928, L.A. owned 90% of the water in the valley. The farmland dried up and blew away. The stores and businesses built to support the farms closed. Ironically, water from the Owens Valley showed its destructive side. A dam that Mulholland designed and built failed in 1928, killing 600 people downstream. The Owens watershed is a desert now. Water that is not owned by Los Angeles is very hard to get. Once productive land lies empty, growing tumbleweeds and cactus. Seeing all this empty land, I can't help but wonder, is this the future of the San Joaquin Valley? I'm Len Wilcox, and this is my view of the West.